The Trans-Tasman bubble is open, a year since there was quarantine-free travel between the two countries. Air New Zealand can now operate green zone flights to Hobart, Perth, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast, Cairns and the Gold Coast. Earlier I spoke to Air New Zealand CEO Greg Foran and he told me operations were going smoothly so far.
We are incredibly excited. We've been hanging out for this day for a long time, so here we are. We're going to have just over a couple of thousand Kiwis heading across the Tasman and just over 3,000 coming back this way on Air New Zealand planes. And that's just terrific.
And is everything going smoothly so far? People have been checking in, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We've been letting people know to get there at least 3 hours before their flight. And in the case of departing from New Zealand, there is some information that you needed to have filled out. But that's all working to plan, and people are getting there nice and early and not seeing any issues at this stage.
Things are a little different, given that it is COVID times, even though we're now opening up the bubble. What sort of wrinkles have maybe tripped you up a little bit?
Well, making sure that we've got things like spare parts for planes in overseas ports, should there be something that needs repairing. Making sure that ground crew on the other side are geared up to handle, because as you can imagine, Australia's also hasn't been taking much in the way of international flights, making sure we get catering right and having to get all that organised. And all of this has got to be done with reasonably short notice. So we can plan for some things like getting the crew back. We made a decision on that actually way back in December. But other things like catering operate obviously on a much shorter lead time.
And how many people are you moving today?
Just over 5,000, a couple of thousand heading off to Australian destinations and 3,000 coming back in here.
And is that going to continue for the rest of the week?
Bookings are looking pretty reasonable this week. They come off a little bit next week, and that's not to be unexpected. And as we start to wind through school holidays in New Zealand, we would expect to see some reduction, and will. And it's a good warm-up for us for what I think is going to be an incredibly good period as we head into the July school holidays on both sides of the Tasman.
Obviously, this is a huge relief to get this bubble open, but if it stays at this bubble, how will Air New Zealand do? Is it enough for you to survive?
Well, it really depends on how many other places Australians can fly to. If Australians can fly to lots of locations, not just New Zealand, then that will dampen some of the movement that we see across here. But if the only place I can come to is New Zealand, then that's going to be quite solid. I'm looking forward to being able to get things like the Cooks open reasonably soon, Niue. Those aren't going to be anything like the same numbers we see across Australia. But as we expand further into Samoa and Tonga and ultimately Fiji, you know, between the Pacific Islands and Tasman, it's a reasonable share of Air New Zealand's business. So it certainly helps us quite a lot.
Will it be enough that you'll be able to operate without more government top-ups?
Too early to call that at this stage. We'd need to see exactly what the demand for bookings is like. It's really only been a week at this stage. So let's wait and see what transpires over the next couple of months.
That was Air New Zealand CEO Greg Foran speaking about flights between New Zealand and Australia.